Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
To get to, man, it's tough to try to cram some of this in 3 hours of like this weekly roundup of just insanity. I want to play this is David Horowitz, who former kind of communist revolutionary money bags behind the Black Panthers, parents were communists. Now he's kind of a neocon front page magazine, typical right wing reactionary Jewish guy. He's really in the Savage Levin camp, I would say. And these guys, and I try to document some of this, but these guys are really the right wing, the far right fringes of Jewry are really starting to throw mainstream Jewry under the bus, which I think is a good thing, because they realize it's like, look, Jewry, as far as Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, American Jewish Committee, all the usual conference of presidents of major Jewish organizations type gang, they're so insidious and toxic and destructive, basically, to wherever they're at, whatever country they're located in, that it's like some of these guys are, and you can argue whether they're real or whether they've been given marching orders to make it look like, oh, we'll see, there's some Jews out here calling out the commie Jews and the white genocider Jews. We can argue that till the cows come home, but this one's Horowitz basically admitting that social justice stuff comes out of the mind of organized Jewry. So let's hit clip two.
Perhaps David Horowitz, one of the top experts on this disease, can break down what's happening. David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. It is a disease. Look, the left is a crypto-religious movement or a religious cult. And by left, include the Democratic Party, progressives. They have all these names that hide what they actually are. But they believe the world is a fallen place, although they wouldn't use such an expression. It's a place of oppression, hierarchy, domination, and so forth. And they believe in a redemption. But the redemption is going to be carried out by them instead of a divinity. True religions understand that we're the problem. It's people that are the problem, and therefore you really can't fix it. And that's why, conservatives are prone to a kind of fatalistic view. Things are probably going to get worse, and that handicaps them in this battle. But for the left, there's this promised land. I'm afraid the Jews are responsible for this idea. There's this promised land which used to be called communism or socialism, but now is called social justice, where all their dreams are going to be fulfilled. So if you understand that they're a religious cult, you will also understand that they see themselves as the army of the saints, and they see the rest of us, those who don't go along with their program, as the party of the devil.
All right, go ahead and stop. So, very powerful right there. It really gives you into the mind of the Bolsheviks, the people that gulagged everybody in Russia and the Holodomor in Ukraine. It's good to see that some of the Gilad Atzmans of the world and Horowitz now and Levin at times and Savage, these guys are basically feel comfortable enough or they feel pressured enough and they see how toxic the whole damn environment is that they're basically calling out fellow tribe members and be like, look, this is way overblown. We're too far gone. I got to speak out against it. Or is it part of the larger theatrical psyop of controlling all ends of the political spectrum? I'll leave that for you to decide. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, the opinions go all over the place on that one. But it's very fascinating to watch Levin, Savage, Horowitz, and some of the other kind of more prominent right-wing Jews willing to call out Schumer and, you know, the commie Jews with a much more of an ease, and it's not uncomfortable like Pechenik and some of these other guys are like, look, I think this is a good thing. Other people would say, no, man, they're trying to keep you asleep by you know, some of these guys on the right playing you for the rope-a-dope. They're faking you out. I mean, you guys, I'm sophisticated enough where I can handle myself. And, I mean, if you feel like, you know, like you're a sucker and David Horowitz is going to suck you into some sort of protocols-level cult by throwing you a bone, then I feel sorry for you. But I think this is a positive move as far as the march of humanity towards, a move towards, hey, look, let's go to transparency, man. If you're a Jew like Barbara Spector or any of these Chucky Schumers or Feinstein or any of them, the first person that should call them out is a Jew. That way the whole anti-Jewish or anti-Semitic argument can be thrown out the window. And so I like Jews trying to clean up their own backyard. Now, if you're so jaded and twisted and you think Jews, every single one of them on the planet, has some sort of genetic defect where they're the spawn of the devil and none of them can be redeemed and God has made them to the point where every single one of them is irredeemable and all that, I'm not on that camp. And I know some of you are, and that's your business, and you can think that anybody that has a taint of Jewish blood in them has the seed of the devil and they're, you know, God's not powerful enough to redeem them. You got to live with that. Okay. And I interact with all these people throughout the day and, you know, throughout the week. And hey, look, I'm not your theological master. Don't try to be mine. And so, to me, the world is a real screwed up place, but I believe this, that, you know, every person with a heart that's beating in their chest and a brain connected to the stem that goes down into their spinal cord, I believe God is their creator, and he has the power to decide whether this person is redeemable or not. It's not my job, and so when I take that upon myself, when I can, you know, read the Bible or whatever, and I can decide, oh, that guy's last name, it has gold or silver in it, and so automatically I need to, you know, look at this person and you know, I'm ordered to kill him, or like some of these people say, you hear him on the air, you better watch out, because you know what? The judgment might come your way, because let me just say that, and I want to end it there. I want to talk about Vladimir Putin. Let's move on to this. when I talked about this. What happens if he gets assassinated? Everybody's worried about Trump. And I worry about Trump being taken out. I'm not a real, let's just say, I don't have a solid foundation with Mike Pence. I'm way more comfortable with Trump than I am Mike Pence. And so, but look, let's look at Vladimir Putin. What if he gets taken out of the picture? And all the Bible prophecy people that talk about Gog and Magog and the Russian bear and all that crap. Well, think about this. Putin, you know, former KGB, multi-billionaire, a lot of people hate him, a lot of people love him in alternative media. You see these back and forth. I was watching Scott Creighton from Willie Loman and Brandon Martinez. These two were going at it on Twitter. I mean, just ripping each other. Brandon Martinez from Non-Aligned Media and Scott Creighton from WillieLoman.wordpress.com. But these two were at each other's throats in the last few days about Putin and Greater Kurdistan and, you know, this whole thing with Erdogan, the Kurds, the Syrians. And, I mean, the stuff is so deep and heavy. But it's like, look, man, if Putin gets whacked, who the hell's going to come in? Could it be some crazy? That's what we got to worry about. I think Putin, hell, I want that dude to stay. I love what he did saving the Assad regime. You guys know that listen to this program. I have a high opinion of Dr. Bashar al-Assad and the Syrians. And you look at pictures of Syria before they decided to pull a Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein on Assad. And gosh, I mean, a large portion of Assad's cabinet members were Christians of various stripes. And I mean, secular Islamic regimes is the future. It's not the whack job Salafist, Takfiri, Wahhabi fake crap they're trying to foist upon us. And so I'm really pissed. You know, the guys like, you know, these generals and so forth. And then Mike Flynn, the whistleblower that talked about the Obama regime wanting to create a Salafist principality in Syria, he gets axed. And, you know, I got a bad feeling about Mike Flynn being taken out of the picture. I think Trump and I think Pence, something was bad there. You know, something really gets on my nerves there. Pence is too close to the Likudniks, and Flynn had to go. I think there was something there, right there, and so I don't like it. Mr. Producer, get clip 11 ready. And this is about the troops, American troops, and remember that I talked about this. Trump being put in and to take us to war, and Hillary, I told you guys this, and I know this. I know troops. I know guys that are in the enforcer class, the whole nine yards. I'm enmeshed in this thing. Hillary, there's no way nobody would have followed her to battle. They would have not. It would have been a civil war. Everybody would have just walked off their post, a good portion of the Marine Corps especially, but a good portion of the Army as well. Hillary could not have commanded troops into battle. And so with Trump, now this is what we have to worry about. But let's hit clip 11.
This is Dabu 7. As this article would read, it would state that military bureaucracy is causing skilled service members to leave the Army. And we know that numbers have been low, that the suicide rates have been high. And it goes on to paint this picture that it's this bureaucracy that's causing this. I'm here to tell you that it is the awakening that is causing this. You were talking about troops that start doing research in Afghanistan, in Iraq, before they even have time to get out of there, they become awakened. And it's sick. When they find out that the enemy they're fighting was created by the same powers that be, do you know what this does to the head of someone that has watched their buddies die? They start to see the puppet master. This is happening. Now, how do we know this? Well, I know this personally because the vets, and God bless everyone out there that walks righteous, vets reach out to me with stories, some in which just leave your jaw on the floor that I don't even know how to respond to. But I hear the repeated theme over and over again from guys and gals that have awakened, that have served for this country, but now see it. And you wonder why guys are killing themselves over there when they're stuck in a war. Maybe they're halfway through and they've got two more years of being there and they've just figured out the whole thing and doing research that this whole thing's a game. That it's not what it seems. That they're fighting an unjust war, false war, that they created on terrorism against an enemy that they created, they trained, and they funded. When they figure this out.
All right, go ahead and stop. Here's what's crazy. So you got our fighting age guys over there, okay? You got them in Syria. You got them in Iraq. You got them in various places, Afghanistan. You got them in Romania right now. You got them in Poland right now. You got them in Qatar right now. You got them in Dubai right now, which I've been to. And guess what? They're watching the West get flooded by people that are taking over basically hostile forces that are trying to take over Western Europe. The flood of these people into Canada, these people going into all throughout our. I was out today in the city. It looked like the godforsaken United Nations. People in hijabs, you name it. Not that I got anything against these people necessarily, but it's like, dude, you're trying to pull a cultural overwrite into my country, and you're the shock troops, and we can argue about who brought the shock troops here, all that. But the troops are figuring it out. They know. And so these guys are sitting here overseas while the left wing, the Bolshevik wing here, they're basically... They're pulling the invitation of the entire third world into all of our countries, and when these guys come back home, what's it going to look like in a few years? All the good fighters go over there. All their fighters come over here as immigrants. Ridiculous. Cognitive dissonance from hell. Let's talk about Trump. And Merkel, all this floating around out here that he threw a $300 billion bill, okay? And people think, oh, that's great. Trump's the man. He gave her a bill for $300 billion. Like, wait a minute. Our troops are sitting there in all kinds of bases. We've been occupying their country since World War II. I know people right now that are military brats that live in Germany. So, don't get so knee-jerk where that's cool. Trump's trying to throw them a bill for $300. Wait a minute. We've occupied Germany since the Second World War. We've occupied Okinawa. We have bases on the mainland of Japan. I lived on Okinawa for almost a year. Cool place. But don't try to hand them the bill. When our troops are occupying their land, they don't necessarily want us there. I mean, that's, people don't want to look at the other side of the coin, and we have to do so. I mean, it's pretty crazy stuff here. I got to talk about this, and I know we're coming up on break. Get into some of the Christian Bible prophecy websites. Jared Kushner's the Antichrist, Trump's son-in-law. holy cow, it's hitting, you know, pretty crazy levels. The Jared Kushner Antichrist stuff. See you guys on the other side of the break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we're back. Tenary Radio, republicbroadcasting.org. Now listen to this. The Ryan Care, Trump Care, whatever you want to say, the fail, the Freedom Caucus, Trump kind of threw the Heritage Foundation and some of these other kind of conservative NGOs under the bus for the failure to repeal Obamacare through Rand Paul. And look, Trump, my problem with this is with Trump, it's like, dude, you're the executive. You're not the legislator. You're falling into the same trap as Obama, thinking because you're the president, you're the executor of the laws which the legislator passes according to the Constitution. He's trying to take on parts of the legislative agenda, which I think is insidious. And so I wanted to get into some of this, though. And this is on the great old Sorcha Fall website, where it talks about CNN chief reporter Dana Bash, okay, B-A-S-H, being a top CIA spy targeting Trump. Now, you know, what's interesting to me is her husband, okay? Her husband is a guy named Jeremy Bash, okay? So you see these relationships in the media. Dana Bash, big political correspondent at CNN, her husband worked for the Obama regime chief of staff at the U.S. Department of Defense 2011 to 2013. And he worked at the CIA between 2009 and 2011. So her hubby's a DOD CIA guy, and she gets to be, now he's an MSNBC security analyst. She is the CNN political correspondent, okay? Now, here's another one. CBS News President David Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, and his brother Ben Rhodes, who aside from being former President Obama's top aide and aspiring novelist, stunningly revealed how easily the U.S. mainstream echo chamber media was being manipulated. So wait a minute, everybody freaked out on this Ben Rhodes guy when Obama brings him on as like one of his top aides. And it's like, where does this guy come from? He's just some goofball novelist. Well, guess what? His brother was the news president of CBS. And so you see this Mockingbird level weirdness with siblings and husbands and all this. And this goes on throughout CNN, MSNBC, and all these news agencies where they've got a wife or a brother or a sister or whatever that's high up in government, especially like the deep state element of government. And then the other counterpart, sister or brother, is somebody high up in the news world, which is just like totally sick when you think about it. You're like, oh, now I see this kind of overlap where you're looking at this stuff and you're like, oh, now you see these connections and you're like, you didn't even think about it before. You're like, this is insane. Now, I wanted to get into this. The new left calls for civil war in America. And I know you guys have seen this everywhere. This guy by name of Phil Butler at the New Eastern Outlook, okay, and they're kind of connected with Veterans Today. And if you look at Gordon Duff and Ian Greenhalgh over at Veterans Today, I mean, their stuff is so outlandish, anti-Trump, that they're just putting out stuff that is just so over the top that you're just like, and you know Duff and these guys say they put out disinformation, but it's just like, it's so hack level. And I know that these guys are leery that Likud and the 9/11 gang is really there with Trump. And I have this apprehension that right now the next attack is being, let's just say, planned out, all the implements being put in place. We saw this Westminster thing, and I've got to try to get to that. That's a false flag in my opinion. But at the same time, Islam in Britain, it's reaching a breaking point. And so they love to run these things under the cover of the cultural override, a false flag operation. We'll see you guys on the other side. Too wicked for her home. And together we will wound. Together we will roam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. I wanted to read a little bit of this article, and it's very short, but this is pretty a good kind of boil down of what's going on here. This is by Phil Butler at the New Eastern Outlook. Not long ago, many conservatives predicted an American meltdown if Hillary Clinton won the White House. Today, the Democrats, who are backed by massive corporate interests, they have our nation on the brink of civil war. Radical thugs at Berkeley and elsewhere openly attack anyone uttering support for the new president, making use of an entitled generation of left extremists. The globalists make their move on American regime change. Now, you know what? I was down in one of the worst, crazy, let's just say South St. Louis neighborhoods today. And some dude that owns this little crap hole diner bar, he had a huge Trump sign on the front. I thought it was pretty funny. It was pretty cool because it's just like, gosh. And I've got some funny clips. Maybe I can get to one of them. But there's a soft coup underway. We're far past calling the neo-socialist fanaticism brewing in the United States by any other name. Donald Trump has been in office only a few days, but impartial onlookers wonder at what he could possibly have done to incite such bitter hatred and violence. And this is mind control and psychological operations and basically DARPA level mind control that we're witnessing on top of just the toxic media brew. So we got to realize when you get into Daryl Hamamoto from the University of California, Davis, he gets into some of the, let's say, under the surface, like real heavy weapon systems, technological weapon systems they're using on these useful idiots. But a lot of it's a spiritual level as well. If your spiritual game is wired up tight, these weapons can't affect you. But unfortunately, people are all over the map when it comes to where they're at concerning their spiritual foundation. So guess what? These weapons work well on the buffoon class. We have to realize this. When Breitbart editor Milo was prevented from speaking on the University of California, Berkeley, because of violent protesters, the strategy of left-wing radicals became clear. The people behind the Obama-Clinton cabal intend recreating the 1960s tension and chaos. You know, a lot of people are talking about this. Horowitz and Quayle and a lot of these people are talking about a regurgitation of the 1960s garbage. And in an ironic twist, Berkeley was a central spot for the 1960s free speech movement. Today, radical liberalism, which I would just call Bolshevism, and entitlement are the only words heard. If something does not change soon, America will burn. Well, this is by design. And so the left, they love this stuff, the Alinskyites. And so now whether Trump is part of this and he's just playing the part of the bad guy on The Apprentice, you're going to have to make that decision for yourself. I think Trump, deep down in his spirit somewhere, wants to see America have a resurgence. He wouldn't invite all these black college people to the White House. And even though I'm not a fan of coddling the Marxist black college people, you could say he brought labor union people in, truckers, CEOs, manufacturers. I mean, if the guy really wanted to just be like a Caligula type, he wouldn't do all this. And so people, unfortunately, they can't look at things in a kind of a macro big picture, and they can't see that, well, look, if Trump wanted to be a Caesar, he would just say, let him eat cake, like Michelle Antoinette. But no, he's inviting people that nobody ever thought a guy like Trump would invite into the White House and have meetings and brainstorm. And I think he wants to see a resurgence in our inner cities. And I think he wants to say, look, this St. Louis is one of the ground zero places. I mean, if you would have saw where I was driving around today, just kind of screwing around, folks, it's free fall collapse. I mean, it's damn near a road warrior. And this is like walking distance from where I live. It's that crazy. And so we have to see something turn around. And what the one thing that Obama really pissed me off is he wants to invite Jay-Z, Beyonce, all the turds that have helped and have been sucked in and did their little devilish contracts with evil and the music industry and Hollywood and so forth. He invites them in to party at the White House rather than, if you knew Obama was real, he would have used the bully pulpit to call out and clean up his own backyard, his own racial backyard, and say, look, what you're doing to our people through this insidious, Machiavellian hip-hop rap materialist bling, 25-inch rim, $1,000 bottle of champagne, booty stripper crap. He never did that. He was a sycophant of those people. He brought them into the White House to have parties. I mean, the White House needs to be fumigated. And so Obama was a fraud. He didn't try to give any black inner city people a chance because he was unwilling to clean up his own backyard, his own racial backyard. This chump, this turd, 8 years of Marxist, Alinskyite, White House rainbow lighting BS this guy gave us. And then the Hollywood, 80% of them just fawn over the guy like he was a messiah figure when he was nothing but a devil. And then 80% of the black people out here, that they're just so stupid they can't even see a hand in front of their face. They think this was cool for 8 years. This is how retarded and arrested development our black community is. They should have been on Obama's head. Look at all the people, the white people on Trump's head right now, because he's not doing things fast enough. Jeff Rentz is throwing them under the bus. all these other people. He's 60 some odd days into his presidency, and half the alternative media is already turning on him. But look, the black community stayed on the Obama plantation for 8 years, and a very small percentage had the balls to call out Obama for the big piece of trash that he was, the Marxist turd that basically almost ruined the country. And you know what? It might be irreversible. I don't know. But, you know, all these people want to throw Trump immediately under the bus. You know what they are? They're immature, and they are knee-jerk, reactionary, and they're not looking at things at the macro level, and they don't want to give the next guy the benefit of the doubt, even in the slightest, not even 1% that Trump could be real. Now, I said this could be the biggest reverse psyop that's ever been thrown on us. But the thing is, man, there's something in this guy, and there's something in me, and there's something in a bunch of other people that say, you know what, give it some time, give it a chance, because you ain't got nothing else to do anyway, you moron. Your country is being ruined. The last thing you want to do now is get on the Glenn Beck, Ben Shapiro train and trash Trump for everything he does. That's ridiculous to me. And then some of these other people out here, it's like, look, have some integrity and say, look, this could be okay. Mr. Producer, get clip 18 ready, and I'll just give you a little kind of insight. This is Mark Moreno from Climate Depot, and he did the movie Climate Hustle, okay? And he's clicked up with Lord Monckton over there in Britain, and one of the big guys that exposes the global warming fraud. But let's hit clip 18 real quick. All right. He needs a second. But anyway, clip 18, Mark Moreno, it's from Rebel Media interview with him. But anyway, it's like, let's do this. The same faculty who defined speech as harmful conduct in their petitions to the Berkeley administration, they want to cancel people like Milo, but these are the same people that whined in the 60s about wanting free speech. All right? You got it yet, Mr. Producer? Yeah, number 18, Mark Moreno. Go ahead, hit it.
Been sworn in as the president of the United States, the 45th president. And it's not with an ounce of exaggeration, I should say, that people's heads have been exploding in Washington as Donald Trump is proposing more than a third of budget cuts by 30%+ for the Environmental Protection Agency, all targeted at the climate agencies, climate initiatives. Same with NASA, same with NOAA. The establishment in Washington is going bonkers, calling Donald Trump a planet killer, calling him the most dangerous man on the planet because he's cutting funding. And this is the beauty of it. Donald Trump's administration's response to when the media, who's outraged that he dares to cut climate programs, is, we're doing this because it's a waste of the people's money. We're wasting your money spending that. And it is the most refreshing plain talk I've ever seen.
I also wanted to know what Morano thought of Trump's policies on climate change so far.
I think that the key quote of his management and budget director coming out and saying, we're not going to spend money on these climate programs because they're wasting our money, is probably the single greatest quote to come out of the administration since he's been sworn in. And the reason that's so great is it's not mentioning carbon dioxide. It's not mentioning 400 parts per million. It's not mentioning United Nations treaties. It's not mentioning coal plant regulations. People's eyes aren't glazing over. This is something a second grader can understand. We're not spending that money because it's wasting your money. And why? The answer is obvious. Even if you believe the UN science, EPA regulations won't even impact. They're purely symbolic, won't impact global CO2. And UN treaty, according to the latest analysis, using their models, their science, and assuming all the countries comply as they promised, wouldn't even have a detectable impact on climate 100 years from now.
All right. Now, here, go ahead and get clip number 8 ready. Mr. Producer, now, this is a great one. This is a black guy, South Central LA, He's in L.A. And this guy's got a Trump hat on, a Trump shirt on. He's in front of the half illegal alien L.A. basically city council. And he's going off on basically the entire illegal alien racket where you can get IDs and the whole nine yards. I mean, you know, this is what's so great. Cracked out L.A. and you got these black dudes that they're like, the hell with it. I'm supporting Trump because the alternative is their own cultural overwrite. You know how many blacks have been purged from areas in South Central and so forth because the Mexicans murder them and run them out? And these are citizens, you know, these are illegals that are doing this, a large portion. And not to say I like one versus the other, but you got to look at it and kind of like you got to back off and say, hey, wait a minute. These black people been here for some generations. They got brought here into this country and they deserve a seat at the table before some border jumper. Go ahead and hit clip 8.
And only thing I have to say, this is a bunch of bull crap, because I ain't having nobody spend my tax dollars for some illegals. You cannot come to my neighborhood and sell in my neighborhood and do whatever you want. Now, I don't care what none of them say, because they ain't even supposed to be here. And in 10 days, we're going to find out the moment of truth. Now, as far as I live in the hood, I remember Janice Hahn last time, you said they were the valedictorians. Valedictorians, the top 1%. Hey, you don't live in my hood. I know those candy houses they got in the projects are secretly heroin houses. They sell dope. Hey, nobody had more cocaine in the 80s than the Pisces. That's the ones, the illegals from it. They was the ones that sold black folks cocaine in order to sell. I got all the goods because all me, my cousin, my family, we live amongst them, okay? And in the jails, there's four times as many as them as black. Every time you go along, I'm going to tell all your stuff. On Olympic, you can go up in there and you can buy all them fake IDs. There's so much fakeness going on.
I'm just going to pause it right there real quick. I actually live in Los Angeles, and I know the area he's talking about where you can easily go and get a fake ID. He said over on Olympic, if I'm not mistaken, he's talking about this area over here by MacArthur Park, which is just a couple blocks away from Olympic Boulevard. So yeah, it's not a great part of town to go to, but there's a metro station right there, which is the underground subway system here in Los Angeles. But when you get off of the metro and you come above ground, the first place you end up is right here outside this 99 cent only store. That's the platform right there where you come up out of the subway. You
immediately see all these. Mr. Producer, get the next one, clip 7. Go ahead and this is a Latino lady. This is a Mexican lady. Clip 7, Mr. Producer, get that one queued up. But she's in front of like another city council out in California, and she just throws them under the bus. This one's kind of a tearjerker. You can hear it in her voice, but if you watch it, it's even more powerful. Let's hit clip 7.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in opposition.
My name is Lupe Ostolia Morfin Moreno. My father was a Mexican, bracero. My mother was a Tejana, or is a Tejana. And I'm here representing my sister, Angie Morphine, whose son was murdered a block away from my mother's home 25 years ago. I don't think he was the first victim, but we're the first families to speak out in the state of California.
Shano.
And I also am representing the angel mothers whose children have been slaughtered and murdered in our communities, especially cities like Salinas, California, and Santa Ana, California. Salinas, an unofficial sanctuary city. Santa Ana just became an official sanctuary city. Article 4 of Section 4 of the United States shall guarantee to every state in the nation a republic form and shall protect each against invasion and domestic violence. Our beautiful children have been sacrificed at the altar of elected officials and nonprofits, as we could see how many nonprofits are making money off of our dead children. Section 8 says that we will not help illegal aliens in any way or form or encourage them to be in our cities, to be in our neighborhoods, to kill our children. We want you to stop this now. Now, I have it on good authority. Our side wins. Even with all that you have, our side wins. Because you have weeping mothers, not only in California, but throughout the United States now. It's not here. It's everywhere now. Stop trying to blur the difference between illegal and legal. There's a big difference. We're Americans. We live the American culture and we have the American spirit. We don't steal, we don't lie, and we don't take other people's things. This man that was up here crying because he was locked up or something, these mothers, these families, their children are gone forever. They're buried throughout California and the United States. Ruben was 13 years old. He was just starting. And a man grabbed him and blew out his brains. Stephen Woods was at the beach. How many of you have gone to the beach with a girl and walked the beach? And he was surrounded and he had a paint roller plunged through his brain. 17 years old. Jameel Shaw. A dream of playing football. And he doesn't play. His dad, I'm sorry, but I have wept with these families. I have wept with these families. Drew Rosenberg, San Francisco, murdered by an illegal alien, ran over him on his bike three times. Three times.
Right, go ahead, stop it there, Mr. Producer, but you're getting the gist of it. You got a Latino woman here sitting here with a bigger set than most of us out here testifying. Okay, Jameel Shaw, Donald Trump brought that dude onto the stage a few different times, his dad. Trump set up an office of victims of illegal alien crime. I mean, when is ever in your lifetime a president set up an office of for an advocacy office for people that have been victimized by illegals. And look, these Mexican people, you don't even understand. Guatemala City, San Salvador, Quito, Ecuador, all these places where some of these illegals are coming from, the murder rate is insane. It makes Mexico City look like, Fargo, Dakotas. It's that different. And so people are just retarded. Okay, you think everybody that's Hispanic is the same, and it's not that way. There's people coming into our country from places where, man, they butcher each other like it's nothing. Like human life it's like Africa, certain countries like the Hutus and the Tutsis in Rwanda, like Somalia. These people in Somalia are so arrested development, you want to implant them into Minnesota. Whoever does these things should be hung for treason and for murder and for all the ripple effects that are going to come from bringing these people into our country. These are sick people. Whether it's the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, all the Catholic organizations, all the Lutheran organizations, it doesn't matter. These people are all traitors to their country, and they should be dealt with as such. That nobody has the... In Washington, nobody with any power has any balls. You think the founders of this country would tolerate even an inkling of this? These hardcores like Washington or Jefferson, you think they would tolerate even a speck of this? I mean, we're all pathetic, I have to say, all of us. I mean, we're all weak. We've been Stockholm syndromed. We've been hoodwinked. We've been played for the sucker. But there's part of it that's on us to where you have to feel like you're kind of a chump to let this happen to your land. And the same thing with our brethren in England, in Ireland, in France, in the Scandinavian lands, in Italy. And you know, these priests, these sick bastards with the collars on, these Jesuits, these Dominicans, these Franciscans. Oh, you bastards. You're sick. You know, the Mexican Catholic Church says basically you're a heretic if you help build the wall. The Catholic Church right now is hanging by a thread. Now, I know that it's not going to ever go under, but there has to be this resurgence, man, of hardcores. This pedo, rat, sick, feminist, assassin gang that runs it. You sons of bees. All right, let me do this. Where are we at? Mr. Producer, get clip 10 ready. Might as well. No, let's not do that. Let me finish this. I want to finish. I got a few minutes left. If I could get the article to pull up. Of course, it's not going to pull up now. Oh, here we go. The false flag, okay? There's no question that those terrorist attacks right next to the seat of British power were conducted to quickly change the growing national conversation regarding the GCHQ's Trump affair. The government communications headquarters, GCHQ, it's basically the listening post, okay? This is on the Millennium Report. By all insider accounts, the GCHQ scandal was blown up by President Donald Trump for very good reasons. In fact, the only realistic way for Trump to fulfill his campaign promise to drain the swamp inside the Beltway is to expose the shadow government that has run the United States for many decades. Why did Trump really disclosed the wiretaps by Obama and the U.S. intelligence community, known variously as both the deep state and the world shadow government, the secret entity that exercises complete command and control over the U.S. federal government, is slowly being forced out of the shadows. This inexorable process of uncovering deep state began many years ago, but has seen a dramatic uptick of paradigm-shattering revelations since the election of Trump. His extraordinary lack of political correctness has been quite instrumental in exposing the ongoing sedition and perfidy committed against the American Republic by the U.S. intelligence community, as well as law enforcement agencies like the FBI and DHS. First among those intelligence agencies are the CIA and the NSA and the DIA. It's important to note that each of these organizations coordinates very closely with their British counterparts, MI6, MI5, and GCHQ. They also collaborate intimately with the major mainstream media organs of propaganda, both in the United States and Great Britain. Virtually all the London-based news outlets have been virulently anti-Trump since he first declared his candidacy. It gets into all this. And GCHQ, think about this. Judge Napolitano, folks, as soon as he hits the GCHQ angle, what happened to him? Suspended, blah, blah, blah. All right? So, Trump was right about the Jewish community centers being a hoax. Nobody wants to give him any props on that. Oh, he's controlled by the Jewish mob. Would a Jewish mob-controlled guy with all these Jewish community centers, blah, 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 he's like, hey, we better wait. This might be a hoax. If he's totally controlled, would he have even said that? I want people to think about that. David Rockefeller, the philanthropist. Remember, philanthropists hide their evil activities behind philanthropy. I didn't even get to probably half of the stuff I had ready, but you got to do what you got to do. Folks, thanks for listening. Ken, thank you for running the board. I know it's a pain in the ass. See you guys next week, hopefully.
how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book 12:24-36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12:24-36. Get your copy today.
This is